Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Rewatch. I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with...
Danielle from Brands by Bravo, calling for the first time from New York, baby. Let's go, let's go.
Oh my gosh. Now we're in different states. You're officially in New York, in the motherland.
Long Island. Back in the motherland of pizza and bagels and good Mexican food. And it's glorious.
Oh man. Well, also good Thai food, because I will say, Philly, your Thai food sucks.
You know what's funny? We're getting Thai food this week because I saw a video on TikTok of Thai food and I was like, no, I want Thai food.
Yo, I cannot tell you the amount of times that I've tried to order Thai food in Philly and gotten peanut butter in my pad thai. Like, I was like, this is the grossest thing.
No.
Peanut butter and noodles is not a thing.
No. But we are back from our hiatus.
Yes.
I was sick. I moved. I was sick again.
Gotta love that daycare system.
Oh my God. It's truly like, you just never feel healthy. I'm hoping though, as we get into warmer months, it gets better. So we will see, but I don't recommend the stomach bug to anyone.
Oof. Sounds like it was a bad one.
Hard times, hard times. But yeah, we are back finishing up Roni season 5. We can also talk about some Bravo things, because I just did see that production of new Roni is starting.
Yes. And supposedly there's two new characters and Jenna Lyons is dead to me.
You know, okay, but this has been, I am confused. Why did they wait so long? If they're just filming now, it's a very long gap, you know?
My guess is Olympics. They probably, a lot of the shows won't be on because of the Olympics. So like they could start later.
Maybe, but if they're filming now, we're not going to get it until like next fall. Like it just feels like it's going to be a really long time from filming to air if they haven't even filmed yet, you know? Like I kept wondering when they were going to start to film also, because Brynn is the one I follow the closest and I'm like, they definitely are not filming right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of it probably had to do with contracts. I bet Jenna was holding out. Again, dead to me. Genitalia. Goodbye. I just can't. I'm not going to have you use us Bravo fans to make you relevant. And then you turn around and act like we're shit.
Yeah.
Like, because that's the thing.
That's what
like,
you did.
She's just like, ugh, Bravo, me, never. And I'm just like... no one would be talking about you. No one would care about your fake lashes, nothing. Like, we made you relevant and now you're gonna act like you're too good for us. No.
Yeah, don't love it. I'm surprised Sai was signed back because people hated her, but
I think she redeemed herself at the reunion. Not for me. I still not for me. Am like not a big fan. Like. But I think that she brought it to the reunion and she held her own and she answered for things. So
yeah, listen, we'll you have see. To have people that controversial people. You have to have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just Jessel and Brynn, those are my two favorite, and to me the two breakout stars from the first season.
Bethany has been in the news a lot because her lawyers are going after everyone at Bravo, which now I like had a thought the other day that Bethany is becoming the thing that she hates. Like, she hates Bravo so much, but like, why is she then paying for Raquel to tell all of her issues on this podcast? Like, you're doing the same thing to her. You're doing the same quote unquote trauma to her. You're paying for her trauma the same way that Bravo was. So
you're trying to make sense out of a nonsensical person.
I know, she's just so crazy. And like, TikTok won't stop showing me her.
I don't see her at all. I don't think I blocked her, but it somehow knows that I want nothing to do with her whatsoever. Also, let's see. Oh, since we have talked, also there was the controversy of Luann hooking up with Joe from Southern Hospitality.
Oh my God.
God, who Lou has become. I just truly, I would say Lou, Kenya Moore. There was someone else that I can't think of.
Like the biggest changes?
Yeah, like people that I really disliked and then I grew to love. And there's someone I'm forgetting.
I don't. I thought you meant like biggest change, because I feel like Portia Williams, when you look at Portia Williams, who she was when she started and who she is today, like we saw her grow into a woman.
Yeah, more but just to me, it's more people that I just really did not like. And yeah. Then like Kenya was the biggest turnaround I've ever had. Like I hated Kenya so much. And now I'm a Kenya Moore stan. I love her. Since she had her baby, she totally changed.
I was like, being a mother really made her just not as hard person. Mm-hmm. Like she softened, she understood things. I mean, I will say the same thing about Lala, but everyone hates Lala. Oh, and did you hear the tea that supposedly Lala and Ariana get into it at the end of the reunion?
Doesn't surprise me if that is. I love Lala as well. And I know a lot of people don't like her, but I will always love Lala. She truly also is an evolution of a person. When you think of, I always think to season one Lala, who literally was almost banned from Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
And how she's been able to keep her sobriety and like through all of the things that she's been through and her admittance to all of the things she's been through and finally being like, you guys are right.
And even this season, I like her as the voice of reason. People are giving her a lot of shit for like defending Ariana and getting in there and like, oh, you were the same way with Ran. But I think that she's not saying she wasn't that way. She's saying that the way that she was about Ran didn't serve her. And it was like, it made her worse. So she's just trying to like teach Ariana through her lessons. I don't know.
My theory on Lala. I am such
a Lala apologist.
I know. I am too. But my theory on Lala this season is that she is thinking of their lives as a TV show. Mm-hmm. And that it's necessary for them to film together for the show and to move forward in that way. And forgetting, I think, that this is real life and Ariana's reality outside of filming and the TV show. And I thought of that when I read the Tom Sandoval New York, whatever that article was, where they talked about how he can't differentiate filming and real life. Mm. And it feels like that. Lala wants her to be like, no, 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 but we know this is fake. We know this is for the TV show. Put it aside so we can film and continue to do our job. And that's part of what I feel like is coming from. And they can't say that.
Interesting.
Because it's like we've all had to film with our exes and people we hate and blah, blah, you know, they've all had to do it. And I feel like they're like, Ariana, for the sake of the show, get over this and move on. And she's like, this, my real life supersedes. I don't care about the show. This is, was my real life and my real relationship. And I feel like that's, people are forgetting that.
Yeah, that's
my take. I thought about it.
I love that. Are you watching Real Housewives of Potomac?
I got up to, I think right before their trip. I am behind. It is not a good season.
It's a really hard one. Like, I just popped in for this week's. I've been like in and out, and I never would say that about Potomac. And usually any.
Me like, too. It's literally one of my favorite
franchises. Even when Housewives are bad, I like them. But like Potomac is just not interesting. And like people are saying it's because they're not filming together. But I also just feel like no one's storyline is giving me anything. Like the only person that's somewhat interesting is Mia. That's a sad season. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's been wild. Married to Medicine has been great. I will once again tell everyone to watch Married to Medicine because this season, every episode, and like, it's one that I will also like save and I'll be like, oh yeah, I haven't watched Married to Medicine this week. And then I watch it and I'm like, this is the best show I've ever seen. You know what else is great? And I will say People Sleeping in the Hamptons, Summer House has really turned a corner.
Girl, you watching Summer House now?
I'm obsessed with Summer House. Yes! This season is delivering really like good. Dominoes.
You know it's what? Great. The two men that they brought in are two of the best casting they've done in a long time, and that's what the show needed.
Everybody's finally gelling.
Yes. Like,
in the house, everyone gets along well. Everyone's doing what they need to do. I feel like it's not like, yes, Amanda's always going to be whiny, and yet, like, but like Lindsay's crazy is level 11. But I also wonder,
it's got to turn around
Carl
because
is gaslighting her because a lot of the fights are off camera.
Why? See, I am like, why is he someone who knows when he's being filmed, and he's right? Very aware of that, especially because he's sober.
Yep.
Why do these fights keep happening off camera? That's 2 weeks in a row.
So he said had a great theory that I think it was Ben said that he was just like, I think that the thing is that Carl is actually doesn't like being with somebody who drinks, and
correct
that he's just trying to get like he's not he wants to, by admitting that, he feels like he's no longer Carl, you know, like, oh, I'm Carl, I like to party, like, just admit that you don't want to be around people who are drinking anymore. Like,
yeah, I read
the way that Lindsay drinks.
I read a great either comment or thread, something just saying like Carl choosing, if this is what he's doing, to count his partner's drinks and then have a discussion with her about it when she's drunk.
Yeah.
Is, and when you know Lindsay's her most irrational and doesn't think straight when she's drunk, is not good. Like, whether she loses her shit, him, if that's what's happening, if he's be like, well, you've been drinking a lot, and how many did you have? And I even noticed this past week's episode, because I watched too much TV and I noticed these things, there was a moment that it felt like they were really trying to like ham up the amount Lindsay's drinking. And there was a moment where they were like, they definitely dubbed in her saying, let's take a vodka shot. And then they showed her take a sip, but it literally looked like I didn't see anyone take a shot in that moment. It was before they left to go to dinner. It was her voice saying, let's take a vodka shot. And then it showed like her and Sierra just taking like a sip of a drink. And I was like, I don't feel like they took shots. Like it didn't seem like a shot to me. Like it wasn't in a shot glass. Not to say it couldn't have been, but it felt like dubbed in to add to the narrative.
Like, I agree. I feel like they keep being like, look, Lindsay's drinking more. And I'm just like, but everyone at that table is also drinking.
Yeah. Like, and it's completely Carl's prerogative if he doesn't want to be in a relationship with someone who drinks versus hang out with someone who drinks. That's different 100%. When it's your partner. But yeah,
because like also, and I highly recommend listening to this week's Watch What Crappens recap, because they did a really good job of it. But they were saying like, it must be tough to like kiss somebody when they taste like alcohol and you're an alcoholic. Like that's gotta be something. Like, and especially because she drinks so much hard liquor, like, you're gonna taste that.
Yeah.
So I get what they're saying. Like, and I think maybe even he doesn't realize it, maybe, and he's afraid to admit it to himself. I don't know. It's a complex thing, but I think it was It's been a great season.
And me too. I'm most annoyed though that people feel they need to pick a team. That has to be Team Lindsay or Team Carl. No. Can it just be Team No One? They just didn't work out, because that's where I am. I don't want to pick. I don't think there has to be a side. It's just very clear that at the end, the sobriety and other challenges, they were not going to make it. And I'm sad for that, because they were.
It's just a sad breakup. Because
I know. I'm annoyed that people have
cared
to, like,
about each other. I think they came together during a difficult time, and they really loved each other during that time. I do think that there was love there. But oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, they had a long-standing friendship. I just don't like that people have to pick a team or a side in this scenario.
I don't think anybody's right. And I don't think anybody's wrong. I think it just didn't work out. And, like, seeing it play out. And I think it's interesting because, you know, people give a lot of shit to Kyle and Amanda, but I actually think Kyle and Amanda have a good relationship. And I know that's a really hot take.
No, I do too. I completely 100% understand the relationship, because I think it's very sometimes similar to Derek and I in the way that they communicate and joke with each other.
I also have a lot of friends who are in a similar relationship where it's like one person's the extrovert and one person's the one that, like, kind of wants to chill at home, not necessarily introverted, because I don't think Amanda's, like, totally introverted either, but it's just like you want your, like, me time. And Kyle is somebody who, like, could party forever, and as a comedian who's friends with a lot of comedians who are in relationships, a lot of times the significant other is like that.
Yeah.
And I totally get that, they, like, you're gonna butt heads sometimes, and especially on weekends, so it makes sense that they're always having fights on the show, because it's the weekend, and, like, one wants to be like, I worked all week and I just want to chill, and the other's like, I worked all week, I just want to party.
Yeah. Well, some good shows are happening on Bravo right now, for sure. There's definitely some good TV. Been watching it all. A little delayed.
Now we're on. Let's get into the Roni of it all.
I know. We got it. I mean, the episode wasn't outstanding, so it's not too much to talk about with it.
I agree. But I will say, I am so glad that we're out of St. Barth. And we start with dinner with Lou, Ramona, and Sonia, and Mario and Jacques are cooking dinner for them. And it's like this, like, service, like, men, real men cook or whatever. And I thought it was really funny because Married to Medicine had, like, the same kind of service come in this season. So I'm like, it almost reminds me of, remember there was, like, 1 year on Bravo where Priv kept showing up, that, like, service. I feel like I'm just like, did this real men cook thing, like, sign, like, a 10-year contract or something? Like,
maybe.
What is this? Anyway, they talk, like, the thing is like, even though we're out of St. Barth, this entire episode is just, like, still going over that fight.
I know.
So Ramona is, like, getting livid while they're, like, in the living room talking while the men are cooking. And, like, Jacques and Mario try and defuse her, and they're like, all right, come on. And she's just real hard to bring down. But, like, I don't know if there was anything else from that scene that you wanted to talk about, but
To me, the biggest thing is that they just oh, no, this was in a later scene. Just kidding. I lied. No, there was nothing else.
So the next scene is Aviva, and she is chatting, and she's with, who is she with? Sonia? No. Who's Aviva talking to? I don't remember.
I think she's with Heather and Carol.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
And she's just complaining again about everything. She's just... Ugh.
She says also that she's never taken a shot at this meal, and I just find that difficult to believe.
Someone who's gone to college so much, never taking a shot? I don't know.
I don't. I feel like
her father would do shots with her.
At a wedding? At any celebration?
I mean, I don't know. I could understand her not wanting to do a shot because, like, maybe that would be too close to, like, losing control, but I don't know.
But she drinks, though. Like, I get if she was, like, not someone who didn't drink at all, but she does drink, so.
I don't know either,
but basically, like, no one is on Aviva's side to do with this fight.
Oh, wait. And Yes, this is the, sorry, I like
Yeah.
totally was looking at the wrong part of my notes. But yeah, I mean it, the before the Aviva and Carol and Heather chat, there's the gay bar scene with Carol and Heather, which is,
Oh, yes. And the bartender
sorry,
is
I
like
messed that up, but this was one of the best scenes, I think,
the
that
bartender's
like of the
getting the ladies
season.
drunk.
He's getting them drunk, and it's just so much fun to watch Carol and Heather be drunk together. And this is like such a great moment of their friendship. They find out that Aviva was a runaway bride.
Yes,
She
okay.
was supposed to have a wedding in Jamaica with 250 people, and she pulled out a week before. So, destination wedding on a small island. 250 people she pulls out. And I will say, again, maybe another hot take, let's normalize people calling off weddings. It's okay. I think it's a good
Better to call it off than to get divorced, that's for
one.
sure.
Exactly. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, yes, it sucks. There was all this preparation, there was all this money, blah, blah, blah. But like, at least people didn't live miserable and like have to get a divorce and like fight. Like, I've been to weddings where people should have called it off and had like horrible fights at the wedding, and it's
Really?
oh yeah
Oh no, I feel
yeah
like I've never been to. So far, no one I know has gotten divorced.
wait until you're in your 40s. I feel
And
like it's a call a weekend,
I know.
basically.
And also, I will say there's no wedding I've been to where I've been like, there's no shot they're working out. Like, I've believed in all of the love that I've attended.
I will say this was one when I was younger. Like, it was like a family member, not direct family, but like whatever. And they like literally were like screaming at each other at the reception and like had to be separated because they were
Oh
so
my
angry.
God.
And like, I was too young to really compute, like, oh, divorce is in the future. But I just remember being like, this isn't a good thing. Like, this doesn't feel happy. So yeah, let's normalize. You can call your wedding off whenever. If you don't feel right about it, you don't feel right. You can postpone it. You can elope. You can do whatever you want. A wedding is between two people. It's nice that other people show up, but forget it. Anyway, they also talk about raising that Heather was not Jewish when she married her husband, but her husband wanted to raise their kid Jewish. He did not care if she converted or not, but I believe she did convert.
I think she
And
did.
they're raising their child Jewish, and then they talk about circumcision. And they're like, it doesn't really matter if you're circumcised or not, as long as it's not small. And they're just like, they're cracking each other up. This is where they're like very wasted. And then these gay guys at the end of the bar try and like buy her another like drink, and they're like, no. And then Carol tells Heather. But she's like, I wish they would all go back in the closet so we would have more men. And Heather like screams that at them. And
Oh
I'm
my
just like, oh,
God.
Heather, that was like an indoor voice thing.
Yeah,
And
they're
but
very much doing the I love you, no, I love you, like drunk girl thing that we do.
and it was really funny because they were like, you're too drunk, I need to take you home. And they're like, no, you're too drunk, I need to take you home. So they just
Yep.
stumble out together, and it's just, it was one of those really fun moments that I don't think we get anymore from Housewives, of like just like them out at a bar,
Well, we got
just
it
two
this
of them
past
having
season on
fun.
Beverly Hills when Erica Garcelle and
Oh, yes.
Sutton
And
went out, and that was super fun.
you're right. It was very similar to that. It was just so fun.
Well, there aren't, New York, not that Heather's not single, but had much more single women on it, where I felt it pushed them more to do that. So if you think of like Erica Sutton and Garcelle are all single. So I feel like that was the vibe they were going for. Now, again, married women and dating people can all go out to a bar and get drunk. It just felt that was more the culture of the New York Housewives
For
because
sure.
so many of them are single, and that's sort of like the New York
I
vibe.
love,
Like,
they also, speaking of the New York Five, they, when they're like out on the street, they're like, we live in the best city in the world.
I
And I was
mean,
just
if
like,
you live in New York,
clean up on
you
the
like
street.
have to. Everyone has that drunk moment.
I just feel like I was like, I can't even tell you. I probably walked out of that same bar saying the exact same thing. Like, it's just you, when you get to go out and have those nights, you feel like you're just in the best place in the world. So
yeah,
it just made me so happy. I loved watching it. And then we go to Lou and Heather, and they're
this whole episode actually was just all of the women constantly getting dinner.
And also just talking about like the fight and Aviva and like, yeah. Aviva, they're just basically saying that Aviva really just fractured the group and she fractured her relationships because she said stuff that she really can't take back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But then we have the awkward conversation of Lou saying that she's going through IVF and Heather's kind of like, are we just going to act like you didn't just cheat on your boyfriend? Okay. If that's the lie you need to tell yourself, sure.
So awkward. I mean, the selling of the anyone who has to say, we're so happy, we've never been happier, mm-hmm. is the telltale you're breaking up on reality TV. It's the Sheena Shea way. Of discussing your relationship. Like, I just, the second they say that, I'm like, nope, they're breaking up, they're getting divorced. Like,
there was like a TikTok supercut of Sheena Shea saying she's never been happier with like every guy that she's ever been with, and
oh,
it's
my
just,
gosh,
it's like, oh baby, just be content, you don't have to be happy. They also are eating at Bluefin, which used to be like such a hot place, and I feel like became catch, if you know what I mean.
Did you see that Sandoval and his new girlfriend went to catch and Brynn reposted it being like, see, I told you it's where losers go. She didn't say that, but like that was what implying. It was really funny.
That's amazing.
We go to another dinner.
Yeah.
I told you this whole episode is just dinner. Now this dinner is Heather, Carol, and Aviva. So that's what you were thinking had happened
earlier. Yes, that's what. Sorry, I mixed that up. My favorite part of this was Heather talking about how she feels like she's Sonia's OBGYN. She saw her naked so much during the trip. But like Aviva just keeps bashing Ramona and Sonia, and she won't let it go.
Carol does not give an F. She is so annoyed. Like, that's how absolutely I would be Carol in this situation.
But I feel like they're both, like, the thing that upset me is that Heather's just, like, tells us in her confessional that they won't, she's like, Aviva will not stop grinding this axe. And I wish she said it to her. I wish she was just like, stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop grinding this axe. It's not going to get you anywhere.
Yep.
Then Sonia and Carol meet up, and Carol's got her giant headphones, which I love because I am a giant over-the-ear headphone wearer. And they are going to go like look at shirts, custom-made shirts. And the guy who makes the shirts is the guy that Carol went on a bad date with.
Yeah, Payman, who also dated Lindsay.
Yes. Oh my god.
Summer House.
Oh my god. That's such a age gap of like women that he dates.
I know.
That is a
but
very
we don't know how
gap.
Old he is.
I don't know, but those
closer
are
in age
very,
to Lindsay.
But yeah, it's so awkward, like, and very New York also of just like, oh, we all know the same people because we all live on this tiny island.
I mean, what are the odds though of him dating two women and then filming it for Bravo? Yeah, Carol's 60 and Lindsay's 37.
I mean, that's a different generational gap there. That's, but like, good for him because both
Like
gorgeous women.
Carol, am I doing math correct? Carol could be Lindsay's mom.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just a fun, awkward moment where she's just mortified, and then he opens up champagne and everything's fine. Sonia brings up the trip, and Carol was like, it was a very different trip for me. Like, she's like, I was, walking through memory lane, and I was really sad. And Sonia feels bad that Carol was going all through that and she didn't know. So Carol's also like listening to Sonia talk about the whole trip, and she's like, wow, Sonia's got her own version of events. And now I know this about Sonia, and I'm just gonna remember that, like, Sonia doesn't always, like, Sonia's version of history is different than reality.
Yeah, we know that, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think that it's just interesting the way that Carol's just like, oh, okay, like, this is who she is, and like, all right, I still accept her and I'm still gonna be friends with her, but now I know this about her. So I appreciated that. Heather and Aviva talk about the trip again over another meal.
Yep,
It's
literally my note wrote Heather now at dinner in caps again with Viva, and Aviva brings it up again.
I do
Talking
like
about
that.
one of the worst times of her life.
And I'm just like, you lost a leg. This isn't that bad.
You're in fucking St. Parts, girl. Like,
I
I
just.
would kill to be there in that house. Like,
And then Carol and Aviva go out, and
well,
Carol.
also one more thing before that is
Oh,
that
sorry.
Aviva keeps saying that they party too much, but Heather's like, it
They were on
didn't bother me.
vacation.
Yeah, like Heather was kind of chill about all of this, and this was the Heather that I always liked.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that Heather is being very reasonable about all of this, which is helpful. So Carol and Aviva meet up, and Carol's like, this is like, of course, Aviva goes into it again, and she's like, I started smoking because I'm so stressed. And Aviva loses her mind, and Carol's like, it was just one pink cigarette, and I know exactly what she was smoking. She was smoking the Nat Sherman Fantasia collection. Ugh. These are so much fun. First of all, Nat
Oh.
Sherman's is a tobacco store in New York. I think they're still there. It's like one of the oldest tobacco stores in New York City, and it is the most delicious tobacco. They make a menthol cigarette with, it's not menthol, it's called mint because it's rolled with mint leaves. It's not like chemicals. I mean, it's still horrible. It's still smoking. Don't smoke. But God, when I smoked, it was like, oh, the Fantasia ones are also famously smoked by, oh, the Donatella Versace smokes them. So, like, you'll see her with the pink cigarettes all the time, and they're the Fantasia brand. And sometimes I don't know if they still blow different colors smoke or not, but they're super, like, they're literally like cigarettes made for kids. Like, it's just like, smoking's fun. Like, I mean, they're not literally made for it, but it just feels like that because you're just like, oh, like a kid would think that's cool. So I like went down memory lane. I was like, this is, Carol describes smoking as, yes, in the long term, smoking's horrible, but it's like a 60 degree day in the winter. It's sure it's global warming and it's going to be horrible, but who doesn't love a 60 degree weather day in the winter? So it feels very apropos of our current conditions. So I thought that was really good. Then. Did you have anything else to say about that, the string of Aviva being upset?
Sorry, say that again.
Did you have anything else
Just
about, no more stuff about Aviva
oh, see,
being
even I got
upset?
bored by Aviva retelling the same thing. No, the one thing was just that she said that they were bullying her and that they were like, didn't you also call them white trash and yell at them? Like,
Yeah.
It was equal girl.
You guys were fighting. It's not bullying if you can fight back, right?
Yeah.
I just feel like it wasn't like they were, yes, it was two against one, but like you were throwing it at them. So then we have Ramona and Sonia. Speaking of them, they're chilling in Sonia's bedroom. Sonia says that she entertains so much in there that her daughter thinks it might be a health code, which I thought was funny. Sonia is saying that she's going to finally have a face-to-face with her husband, and she's kind of in a weird place about it. She thinks that, like, you know, she's like, I'm going to talk to him. We're going to, like, maybe be emotionally okay, and, like, maybe I can reason with him. And, like, Ramona's just like, you know, no regrets, move on for your daughter, don't hold on to this.
Mm-hmm. It also seems like she's dressing a certain way and that he likes to see her a certain way. And I don't know anything about divorce and sharing a child or anything like that, but like, how do people share a kid but then have no communication with each other? Like, I'm always amazed when people like with Camille Grammer said she just like never talked to Kelsey again.
They usually have, like, somebody go between them. Sometimes there's a court appointed person, or sometimes, like, when you're rich, you have, like, now in modern times there's like an app that you can do to go between so that you're literally not speaking to one another.
That's so fascinating to me that people can literally, not obviously every child comes from two people being in love, but that you can go from that to that you can't even have a civil conversation to have discussions about your child with each other.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's so, like, part of it is like so petty in Tony's scenario, because you know she would talk to him. And that
he won't even look at her, she said. The last time that they were in the same room, he,
like, no wonder she's so scarred by this divorce.
Yeah.
Not only did she not want it, the way she has been treated throughout it, not even financially, just emotionally.
I think that there was also just like a feeling of, it sounds like she gave up a lot of herself because she thought there was a friendship and she thought that there was a mutual respect. And it sounds like it wasn't that way.
Yeah. She says she misses her best friend. I would, oh my God, what I would pay to, I would pay to listen to an interview from Sonia's daughter so badly.
I'm just interested
if she would give us the tea. Like, I want the tea. I don't, you know,
I just, she would never, I wonder, do it, what she thinks about her father.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know
and this information. Did her father really not give her anything? Like, that's the thing that I'm just, I just can't believe that. Anyway, after this emotional meeting, and I don't know if it's really after that in the filming of all, but like, Sonia goes to meet Aviva finally. And Sonia is wearing a red shirt with a white collar. And you're probably too young to remember this, but like, Gilligan's Island, like, that's what Gilligan used to wear.
I mean, I remember, like, but I didn't notice it.
She literally walks in looking like fucking, not Gilligan, the skipper. She looks exactly like the skipper. Like,
the 3-hour tour.
It's just like such a, like, I'm like, oh, Sonia, you put yourself in like
the sub. Of course I watched it.
I was like, you put yourself in the sub position immediately by dressing like the skipper. Like, you're not going to win anything.
Mm-hmm.
Aviva is just going in on Sonia. She's like, you know, I loved you. You felt so warm and fuzzy. And then you were just so horrible and you were so mean. And they just go back and forth about every bit of the fight.
I'm cracking up. You know what? My second to last note on this episode says, this episode is trash. This is like the 8th dinner we've had to watch.
Well, it's also, it's not just like, okay, they're going to dinner, but it's also like, Aviva is very upset, but she's unwavering in her upsetment. There's nothing that will change her mind, and everything was just so horrible that was done to her. But she's at no point admitting that, like, you know, I also came in really hot as soon as they, you know, I get where she comes from. She's like, you know, I came off a plane and nobody wanted to hug me. No one wanted to greet me. I felt very like abandoned, which is not the truth either. Mm-hmm. She's also creating her own history because everyone was actually very welcoming at first. But she won't say like, and then I got really angry and I got upset. There's no, in any of her narrative, she never talks about how she goes in on them, calls them white trash, thinks that they're disgusting. But instead, she keeps talking about how horrible they are and horrible owners. And like, Ramona does that, but Sonia's not. Sonia's basically just like, you know, you're being mean. And she's like, I won't apologize for who I am. I was kind to you when you got off the plane. I was kind to you right away. You started being mean to my friend. So I stuck up for my friend. And then you started being mean to me.
I know.
So, yeah, it was just a lot of back and forth. Aviva also claims that she owns her shit towards the end, which I was like, girl, you do not. Yeah. And then Sonia says, I own everything. And she never talked about her with anyone. And she walks out. So.
Yeah, it's... this is, you know, we've been waiting for this Aviva, the one that we hated, and she finally appeared.
You know, I wish that Aviva took some accountability, but also they talk about, like, I've heard some interviews where they're like, Aviva really started to change and be like, I've got to be this way for the show instead of just being like herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, in what show does somebody want to keep talking about the same thing over and over? That's Beverly Hills, baby.
We don't want to watch it, that's for sure.
No, but next week's episode, I think, is going to be a good one. I was watching a little ahead, and I think we're going to have a nicer conversation. A lot of good stuff going on there.
Yes.
Of course, Aviva is still going to Aviva things up. But I think next week's the episode where her father gets into the fight with Ramona.
Oh, gosh.
So.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. But I am glad we are back. Thanks, everyone, for sticking with us while we took a little break.
We appreciate everyone. And thanks for, there were so many nice comments about my solo episode. That was really sweet. I appreciated that. I'm sorry I didn't do more. I was also starting a new job, so it's been kind of benoodles, but we're back on track and we'll be here and we'll keep ronying it up.
Exactly. All right. We love you guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Bye.
Bye.